aside in order to conclude an agreement. And people in the UK have been really clear with politicians on what their expectations are on that.
Britain's envoy to Canada is saying an uproar here on the prairies over an expanded trade deal could be overcome by ranchers rejigging their beef operations to meet UK standards. The Canadian Cattle Association is asking Ottawa to not let Britain enter a Pacific trade bloc unless London stops barring Canadian meat raised with certain hormones. The envoy, Susanna Groshenko, says dropping the hormone rules, a non-starter. With us live on 680 CJOB is Tyler Fulton, Vice President of the Canadian Cattle Association. By the way, he is past president Manitoba Beef Producers. Thanks for joining us and good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Help us understand the heart of this dispute in what hormones we're talking about here.
Yeah, so it's really kind of a multifaceted issue. But and to start off with, I'll say that trade is critical to the beef sector in Canada. We export close to half of all the beef we produce. And it's really all of those independent markets that really allow us to optimize the value of a carcass here in Canada. So square one, it's really kind of a critical importance to the sustainability of our industry. But the issue here arises from, well, there's actually a couple of factors. The growth promotants and hormones issue is one aspect of our concern, but in addition to that, we also have a meat hygiene system in Canada that is really the gold standard. That is really the critical feature that is acting as a barrier to access that market in a measurable way. It's really disappointing, actually, that this wasn't addressed in the conversations and the agreement, maybe not ratified yet, but the agreement really doesn't address this barrier.
So you farm near Birtle, Manitoba. Do you use these hormones that are at issue, for example? And do you have any hesitation in serving that product to me, to Richard, to your own family?
So as a matter of fact, actually, we don't use growth promotants in for the cattle that we raise. But that's a choice, and that choice is actually to meet a specific market demand. A large portion is used in Canada. A large portion of operations would use a growth promotant to encourage, I guess, better feed efficiency, which has multiple benefits. It actually results in, well, better profitability for the farmer, but also ends up being generally better for the environment as well. You can imagine if you can get an animal to market in a quarter or 75% of the days that it would take without a growth promotant, it actually has pretty measurable impact, beneficial impacts on other things like methane emissions. So that's one aspect. But what I would say is, with respect to the UK trade agreement, the number one barrier here is actually the meat hygiene issue.
Right.
We have been able to access that market because there are operations like ourselves that are willing to to forego the benefit of using the hormone, and as safe as it is, it's a marketing choice. But the reality is we just haven't been able to access it for other non-tariff barrier issues.
So when I think about the situation, I think a lot of people can understand, okay, the use of hormones or the not use of hormones, you could understand how that's controversial. But the other aspect of this you're talking about is the gold standard. Why, for the sterilization, why wouldn't the UK, what makes, I mean, to me, that sounds like I want that. Why is that controversial?
Yeah, so I think it's really being held up as guess, as just a means to limit the amount of beef that you know that they would accept into their country. The reality is that the majority of North American beef that's produced is effectively has an extra measure that is we take it a step further that once all of the testing and everything is complete in order to ensure that the beef is safe, we go ahead and take another extra little step just to ensure that the safety is maintained and it increases the longevity that it will be ensured to be free of any of any bacteria.
About 30 seconds left here, Mr. Fulton. What's the way out of this?
Yes. The way out of it is quite simply for the Canadian federal government to not ratify this agreement and to hold out for a better deal so that we can gain access in the same way that Australia and New Zealand have been able to gain access to the UK market, so that we have this reciprocal trade agreement that is fair for both parties.
Well, let's hoping we get there. Thanks so very much for joining us this afternoon.
No problem. Thanks a lot for having me.
Tyler Fulton, Vice President of the Canadian Cattle Association, past President of Manitoba Beef Producers. He farms near Birtle, Manitoba. Richard and Julie with you, coming up at 25 past.